can't borrow to maintain a living standard and then just pass it on to a subsequent generation to meet the cost of that. And I understand that. I wouldn't like us to be in that position either. But there are other debts, not just financial ones, that you can leave to your grandkids. How about a planet where the oceans are at some acidic pH, where the sea levels are much higher, where the rainfall patterns are such that we can't grow the crops that we used to grow in the places we used to grow them anymore? A planet that uses all its fuel to do things to sustain a standard of living today. We are borrowing today that future, and we've got to get that balance right. The pale blue dot is all we've got. We can't say, let's go somewhere else. It's getting a bit warm here. You can't say to people who live close to the seashore, well, you know, just go somewhere else, it'll be okay. By which I mean another planet. Don't think that's the case. And science is going to be at the core of the solutions that we can provide for ourselves to maintain and sustain a decent standard of living, a decent quality of life, not just for us, but for those who follow us.